The Murray-based band The Savage Radley is releasing its debut album tomorrow night. It's been in the works for years. The self-described Delta folk band draws influences from small towns and life growing up near the backwaters of the Mississippi River. Chad Limpy has this conversation with the band's frontwoman, Shana Goodman.
Why do you love making music, or is it a love of making music?
I think it is one of those things that, you know, before I knew I was writing, Some people would say it's a gift from God or something like that. And whether or not that's true, it is something that I've never been able to separate out of my life. It is an outlet, but it's not one that is always pleasurable, I would say. It's more like a need.
It would just cause you to feel differently if you couldn't get it out?
Well, I don't ever look at something as I'm not able to get it out. For instance, a couple of the songs on the album were started back before we even formed as a band. River Rat Crawl, I did not finish my lyrics for that song until recording this album, and that would have been, you know, 5 years after the fact. We had been in Steven's little bedroom practicing, and that song came to me. So I always look at songwriting as something, if it's meant to come back to you, it will. Don't ever look at something as not finished. I've just accepted that I write at a turtle's pace sometimes, and that's, you gotta let the song go about its business, and that's how I look at it.
When you talked about it being a gift or a gift from God or anything like that, is there anybody in your family that you think you got this from?
You know, I come from a creative bunch for sure, but as far as like a songwriter, that was never something I experienced. You know, I was raised going to church and singing in church, so I have heard the power of a voice. I didn't go to a lot of concerts growing up, like what people would think of as concerts, but I went to 3 a week in church. And so a lot of people, when they describe my voice, they talk about, you know, maybe the emotion behind it or my approach and stuff. And that is really something about finding that harmony naturally, finding that melody line. I feel like I was exposed to some of the best songwriters in the world through church.
Yeah, it is a unique vocal style, and is it the product of any lessons?
Well, I did take lessons for probably 3 months, and then my teacher made me do a musical performance with her other students. I hated that. I mean, I really, really hated it, and I was very reluctant. I could tell that she was trying to make me sing differently than what I wanted to. And so I did take a lot of good things from that, like breathing exercises and stuff, but it was very short-lived, and I quickly tried to forget everything that I was taught there.
is there a song that is the hardest for you to sing based on breathing that you could think of that's on the album?
I think the chorus in Little River Town is hard. It's, you got to be delicate and forceful, and those kind of don't go together.
Do you have a favorite song on the album?
No. I'm just going to tell you, like, I've listened to this thing like 15 million times.
And you played it probably 15 million times.
Yeah, uh-huh. I have. I have songs that it amazes me that become relevant in my life all of a sudden again. So, like anybody who's a listener, I sometimes don't connect with one of the songs at that moment, but then all of a sudden I'm up there singing it and I'm like, oh my gosh, can't believe I wrote that, this is too much, you know. But I would say one of the songs that I am most excited about making the album was Slew Water. I won't say I never long for Jordan. I've heard about those crystal seas. That is something that's really near and dear to my heart. I was raised near Running Slough Road. It's a body of water that kind of spills over from its backwater, is basically what it is. And I think that's really was always just a powerful image for me growing up by the river of, you know, what has spilled over from such a great thing. Brothers there, and sometimes home gets hard to swallow, but still I seek that delta land. Oh, I feel like with my connection to the South and to the river and the rural communities and stuff, I look at all my music as kind of what has spilled over. And I wanted, since we talked about me growing up in church and everything, the line is, you know, I won't say I have never longed for Jordan, which is a biblical reference for, you know, like heaven or something other than this life, but what is most strong is my call to a particular place, and that be on the banks of that Mississippi.
Well, Shana, thanks so much for coming by and talking about the album.
Thank you.
Sure.